And welcome back to Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're talking about Crush It, written by Gary Vaynerchuk. If there was ever an example of pure passion and sweat equity transforming into success in a viable business, Gary Vaynerchuk is it. With his inaugural book, Crush It, first of a 10-book deal with HarperCollins, Gary V comes into his own as an authority on taking what you love and developing it into something remarkable. Crush It's a book about the internet. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, et al., and about the incredible opportunity that those tools provide those of us who don't have the privilege of running Fortune 500 companies with virtually limitless resources. As Gary puts it, the internet has leveled the playing field. Money is no longer the key factor in building awareness and brand equity. With a $150 video camera and a little creativity, anyone can have a hit internet show on their hands. If you love grilled cheese sandwiches and you want to blog about it 3 times a day, you can turn that into a $1 million business. Now, if you're not deep into social media right now, that may sound nutty or far-fetched, but it's true. And people are proving it true every single day. Vaynerchuk tastes 3 glasses of wine once a week on an internet TV show called Wine Library TV, and he turned it into a $multi-million business. Seth Godin writes about his passion for marketing, and he generated $50,000 in a day. Tara Swigger is making a killing selling hand-dyed organic yarn. People are out there crushing it, using their passion to build empires. And the fact is, the internet allows you to connect with so many people for such low cost that you can build a viable business around virtually anything. And the concept's not new. In fact, we've discussed it recently in The Long Tail and The Purple Cow. Gary's got a different angle, though. The overall message of Crush It is on personal brand. Not surprisingly, then, the golden egg of this article is you, Inc. Quote, everyone. Everyone needs to start thinking of themselves as a brand. It's no longer an option. It's a necessity. It's from Crush It, page 9. Gary believes, as I do, that the virtual world is incredible at creating transparency. Everything we do, every interaction we have, and job we complete is documented, cataloged, and easily referenced with a quick Google search. Physical resumes are rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Why would a potential employer or client take your word for it when they can look you up on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter and see what people are really saying about you and your work? Entrepreneurs and dedicated employees alike need to start thinking about their personal brand and the reputation associated with it. Hear this. It honestly doesn't matter if you think Twitter is stupid or Facebook is for kids. Your personal opinion is a non-factor here. More and more, people are looking online to find out the real story about who you are, how you work, and whether you'd be a good fit with their organization. The sooner you get on board with the idea that you have your own brand, whether you like it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, the sooner you can start taking ownership for it and making sure the right message is being portrayed. There's a couple key points that can help you do that effectively. Gem 1 is authenticity, the key ingredient. Quote, watch me for 2 seconds, you know exactly who I am and what I stand for. Authenticity is key. Comes from Crush It, page 31. Arguably, the single most beautiful element of the online world is that it allows you to connect with millions of people who share your same passions and interests. Everyone can connect with everyone, making the world a much smaller place. This is a double-edged sword, of course. It's great. In a sense, you're now able to find companies, both potential employers or clients, that have a passion for what you do more easily than ever before. It also means, though, that the competition can find them more easily as well. So how do you differentiate yourself from the masses? Send off a paper resume, one that looks exactly like the 400 other resumes they received today? No, absolutely not. Do something unique. Do something uniquely you. Most likely as a result of the inundation of information we've all had over the past 14 years, we have rapidly built incredible BS filters. We know when someone's being authentic, and we know when we're being sold. There's a lot of unauthentic people out there, people doing what they think they should be doing and saying what they think you want to hear. Genuine authenticity is refreshing. It stands out. More than finding someone with the right skill set or experience, people really just want to connect with other passionate, genuine human beings. It's amazing how far you can get by just being genuine about who you are. Take a chance this week. Let down your walls. Speak openly, honestly. Be raw and imperfect. People will respond to that. Just watch. Gem number 2 is give them a wagon to jump on. Quote, for all my charisma and entertainment value, if the content I was putting out wasn't any good and couldn't be trusted, no one would be watching. No one. Comes from Crush It, page 32. Personal branding is about knowing what you stand for, It's about having a set of values that you can clearly state, a passion you can clearly state, and an area of expertise that you continually dive into. You can reinvent yourself all you want, but at any given time, people should be able to identify what you do and have confidence that you do it well. We're in information overload. You need to be able to define yourself in 5 seconds or less, or people will move on. That may not sound fair, but it's the result of the ADHD world we're living in. If you're authentic, people want to connect with you. That's the emotional side of business, and human for that matter, interaction. Now you need to give them the rational reason for them to jump on board with whatever you're doing. Be relevant. Have high quality, trustworthy content. Work your guts out. People will find you. So what's your content? What's the area of your job, life, or hobby that you love so much you're happy to be associated with it, and you're willing to work like crazy to become the go-to guy or girl for that thing? Work your guts out. Crush It's not just a book, it's an attitude. It's an invincible try and stop me, taking on the world with raw passion sort of mentality. You have to know your stuff. You have to be clearly branding yourself in a way that people can relate to. But at the end of the day, it's all about who works the hardest. If you want to make a name for yourself, if you want to get ahead and stay ahead of the massive competition base, you need to be willing to, in Gary's word, work till your eyeballs bleed. That's how you get to be number one. And in this glorious online world of ours, number one, or number two, 3, 7 for that matter, is a highly profitable place to be. A personal brand is everything, but it's nothing if people don't know about you. This has been Actual Books Audio. We've been discussing Crush It. My name's Chris Taylor.